I'm in my shed. DocuDen on Twitter, should you want to see a shed-related blog. I'm looking out of my window on a newly hung bird feeder, which is still jam-packed from the day I hung it. No birds. And in the distance is the other side of the garden, and there is another bird feeder hanging over there. I was told that there is no limit to the amount of birds that I could attract to this garden, potentially 150 different species or so, and sometimes flocks of 15 to 30 finches at a time. Blows my mind. I've yet to see anything but a wood pigeon. In fact, I don't think I've ever seen anything but a wood pigeon for the last 3 or 4 weeks. And they're just really fat and sometimes dead. Although the dog's been on holiday for a bit, give us a break with the new baby, so not that many dead pigeons around. So I'm assuming, in a Inspector Clouseau type way, that it was her that was doing the killing, although there were no eyewitnesses. So this morning we inserted a new soul into the system, another tiny cog that will one day grow into a big cog to whir in the machine that is our, well, ever so slightly wonky society at the moment. I'm hoping to produce a decent running cog which can also exist outside of that society. A sustainable, self-powered cog. I think upon writing her name down on that form and inserting into the system, you just put so much faith into the system and saying, I am now a member of this society. It did cross my mind as to whether or not, although it's not entirely fair on a child to make these kinds of decisions on their behalf. If she just say no, not going to be part of society, and try and find another way. But that's a lot of hard work, really, isn't it? I know that some people claim to be freemen, both men and women, as freemen, which is a really interesting concept. This whole society, the government being a corporation, which you are an employee of as such. I don't know exactly how the whole politics works, so I'm not going to go into detail here, but fascinating. I met a guy on a market who was telling me that he had basically refused to use his name given to him by his parents because that was the one that registered him as part of a society, and if he extracts himself from society, even though he's living in the United Kingdom, he does not need to adhere to any laws as such, only moral laws of what is right or wrong, which I think it sounds incredibly liberating if you can pull that off. He says he's never had a speeding ticket, he doesn't have tax insurance, MOT, which in many ways is incredibly irresponsible. But you're kind of relying on everybody having common sense, aren't you? And being able to pay out should you have an accident, look after someone else's medical expenses should they have an accident, on the insurance side of things. But the whole not paying tax and using the roads, you'd need to have a pretty serious 4x4 to argue the... Oh, I can see a robin! Sorry, slightly distracted. There's a robin in the garden, nowhere near the bird feeder, but it's nice to see. You need a pretty serious 4x4 to say when you get stopped for not having any tax. Roads that are just passing over this one don't necessarily need roads. Who needs roads? In the words of Dr. Emmett Brown. So, yeah. Kind of felt like I was almost sacrificing the child to society this morning. With our firstborn, Mini Mentally, on Twitter, the child registered today is Miss Mentally. I know, it's crazy. Call it a social experiment, temporarily protecting privacy of a child or children that I should probably just keep off the internet anyway. when Minnie mentally gets of age to be a fully active participant in society, I don't think society is going to know what's hit it. And I think the powers that be may come and specifically ask me to politely remove Minnie mentally from normal society. Because if him and his behaviour in... And he's just in an adventurous sense. He's not badly behaved. In 15 years' time is an amplification of what he is now, then... Oh, he's going to be beyond my control. He's already his own little soul. So, yeah. Still getting my head around this whole two kids thing. It is pretty damn freaky. It's an amazing adventure, which I never necessarily thought I would be a part of. If you'd asked my friends back in 1999 if I was ever going to settle down, all they'd known since, well, 1988, the moment I stepped out the school gates, all they'd known was me just effectively bumming around, travelling, sleeping rough. Nicely sleeping rough. I always had some decent sleeping tech. Apart from once when I was really skint, and vanishing for months and months at a time, then popping up in the pub, and what was months and months at a time for me probably seemed like days or weeks to everybody else. No one would have believed you. And I feel like I've travelled to some, I guess, cliched continent in a way, because there's a lot of people that get married and have kids and do all this kind of stuff. But it's a hell of a lot more fun and infinitely, infinitely more educational for myself, on a selfish sense, than I ever thought it would be. And I was so up myself when I left school that I needed to be broken down and re-educated by travel. And that happened. I felt like I'd become somebody completely, entirely different by the time I'd finished 10 or so years. And then you come back and you're full of all your wisdom and your spirituality and your secrets of happiness and secrets of life, and you try and apply that into a normal, standard, everyday kind of society, and you do hit a wall, because to fit in and to be a part, if you just want to get by with minimum of stress, you can be a rebel for as long as you want, but it is hard work, then you kind of have to conform in some way, shape or form. So the having children aspect of that is like entering this alternate dimension where rules of society don't exist again anymore. They don't know what the rules are. Maybe I should be teaching them what the rules are. But you spend so much time just trying to concentrate on right and wrong. You go right back to basics. And you question absolutely everything. And you start seeing the world through your children's eyes. And we should all not forget how to do that. Not forget how to just say wow at everything. I say wow more now than I did when I was travelling, because after years of travelling, everywhere starts to look the same. It's all down to the people. You have happy people, you have sad people, you have angry people. It's the interactions that you have. You know, once you've seen a beautiful beach on a postcard and seen it in real life, you're like, meh. But have children and look through their eyes and everything is wow, from the macrocosm to the microcosm. So I'm not saying go out and have children, because the world is overpopulated as it is. I'm certainly stopping at two. But I've got faith in the population levelling out, as was hinted towards me in an interview I did at the Do Lectures, at 9 billion. And I'm hoping maybe that my children will grow to be the intelligent sorts to be a part of working towards the problem of how we feed 9 billion people. I think a lot of the people on the streets right now Occupy Wall Street, Occupy Here, Occupy There, are also working towards this need to not necessarily take a socialist stance on everything, but try and narrow the gap between the haves and the have-nots. Because if we share more, then more people will have more. And at the moment, a lot of people don't have enough. And this is one thing I think we should teach our children. And it's one thing I'm sharing right now.